Greetings. Welcome to episode 165 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week with a track by Oval. This is Motif. We'll be right back.
no malice in the palace. Now machines are taking over.
War games,
whiskey. Our dark days are over.
vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Of het zijn niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtige struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Met stofzuigers is het net als met auto's. Je zou een grote slee willen hebben, maar een compacte is leuker. En leuk is hij. Evengoed heeft hij een vermogen van 900 watt. Plus een kofferbak van 7 liter. En het inparkeren doe je met de Pink.
Daar heb je meer aan.
Nu bij Platenwinkel. 2 splinternieuwe cd's. De eerste is van Duran Duran en heet Big Thing. De tweede is van de Pet Shop Boys. Hij heet Introspective. Nieuw van Duran Duran en Pet Shop Boys. Jouw muziek op 2 waanzinnige cd's.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bloodiest thing that ever happened. Four innocent young actresses who thought they were making just another movie, but didn't know they were making the ultimate movie.
You will feel the pain, and you will not flinch from it.
Snuff, the film that could only be made in South America, where life is fleeting.
It was a violent summer storm. Millions of volts slashed the earth.
That was the worst storm we've had since I was knee-high to a duck.
Folks talked about it and started getting things back to normal. When Mick hit town for his vacation.
Well, it's straight ahead about 5 miles.
But things weren't normal. There were changes.
Mother bit me.
I never saw one bite like that.
Strange. Frightful changes. That night, it all started.
Stop doing that.
I'm not doing anything.
This was the night of the crawling terror. They came from everywhere. Millions of writhing, seething creatures oozing out of the mire to feed on human flesh. You sweat, but you don't dare move. Terror grips every nerve in your body. You want to scream, but you can't. Your heart beats so fast, it feels like it's going to burst.
No! Too late! They're dead!
Magnificent. You've never seen anything till you've seen the sun through the rings of Saturn.
Astronaut Stephen West was returning from outer space. But something terrible had happened.
Remember now, his mind is so completely decomposed.
I view it differently. I used to view it as it's great, great, great. The stock goes up. I view it, everything as jobs now because I don't care. I care about jobs. And we have more jobs. It was just announced. We have more jobs right now than we've ever had in the history of our country. Those are big numbers. You know, it's like crazy. It's just a great stat. More jobs today than we've ever had in the history of our country. And we're going to be producing a lot more are coming. In my first term, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world, and now we're do it again, but...
With XAI.
We're excited to announce that we're doing a 500 megawatt... I mean, yeah, 500... Sorry.
500 megawatt.
500 megawatt, yeah.
We're doing 500 megawatt.
Sorry, not this... Quite, yeah. No, it's 500 gigawatt one, we'll have to wait. That'll be $8 trillion.
Stop that.
So yeah, we're doing a XAI and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia are doing a
humane 500 megawatts, yeah. Starting with 50 megawatts, yeah. Phase one, and we're doing it with NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the humane team, to Target team, such a fantastic job. Jensen, I think we're also doing some great announcements this week.
Investing in America, $20 trillion. No country's ever done anywhere even near that, like a fraction of that. Biden did less than $1 trillion in 4 years. I did $20 trillion. We're going to do over $17 trillion in 8 months. By the time we end, we could do over $20 trillion. There's never in China, no matter where you go, there's never been.
You know, in some cases, you're building extremely complex plants. You're building plants to make computers and to make telephones, to make a lot of different things, missiles. But you're building plants that make things that are very, very detailed, and you have to have great knowledge. And you're coming here and you find if we don't have people that did that before, we are allowing you, and I may take a little heat. I always take a little heat from my people, the people that love me and the people that I love. They happen to be toward the right of center, toward the right. Sometimes they're way right. But if you have to bring people to get those plants opened, we want you to do that, and we want those people to teach our people how to make computer chips and how to make other things. You can't come in, and I'm explaining, you can't come in, open up a massive computer chip factory for billions and billions of dollars like is being done in Arizona, and think you're going to hire people off an unemployment line to run it. They're going to have to bring thousands of people with them, and I'm going to welcome those people. Now, I love my conservative friends. I love MAGA, but this is MAGA. And those people are going to teach our people how to make computer chips, and in a short period of time, our people are going to be doing great, and those people can go home where they probably always want to be. You know, when people are born someplace, they tend to want to go, and we have the greatest country in the world, but they want to go. But they're going to do. We had one case in Georgia where a battery factory. Batteries are very dangerous to make. They're complex, much more complex than people understand. And they brought in, they spent $1 billion to build a factory.
And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself.
Now and then can't possibly hurt.
The idea of a real kick without getting hooked takes hold. John isn't afraid, and he certainly isn't scared. The chain reaction has reached the end of the line. He's handled alcohol, goofballs, marijuana. Now he's positive he can handle one little pop. But something seems to have gone wrong. The excuse of, it can't happen to me, was all right for the first pop and the second and the third. But the more heroin he shoots, the more tolerance his body builds, and the more he needs. He needs a shot now, and he needs it badly. But this is the last one. After he's feeling better, he'll quit. Never touch the stuff again.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
First, let's talk about nuclear radiation for a minute. A half mile away would be 400,000 rems, a very large amount. Very violent ground motions, a lot like earthquakes, are also produced. These are called ground shocks. Earthquakes cause natural ground motions. All of this damage can be caused from ground motions of less than 1 G. Ground motion produced by a sample detonation would be 250 times as much as a strong earthquake. Strong pressures and winds are also produced by a detonation.
Welcome to Aunt Martha's King Edward Hotel.
Now I'm letting you stay here on one condition, that you promise not to wander around the hotel alone. This is no place for a little girl.
Sure, all right.
Mrs. Quigley, this is my niece, Cheryl. She's staying with us for a while.
Behind each door, there's a private terror. And at the heart of each terror are the private parts. Follow Cheryl as she leads you through the darkest corridors of your mind.
Aunt Martha, what is in the room next to mine?
Nobody. It's a storage room. Why do you ask?
Well, I heard some noises.
Christine was already too late. And Dolly, the worst was yet to come. And only Mrs. Cobb knew what he would do next.
I really love you, Mary.
Sometimes you don't want to believe what you see. But sometimes it's true. A betrayal of butchery is so brutal that newspapers refuse to print horrifying details. When the horror becomes unbearable, it is too late to scream.
All around her, people are dying, and only Rose knows why.
You gotta come quick. You gotta come quick and get me.
It's Rose. It's gotta be. Something's happened to Rose.
They consider the outbreak of the new strain of rabies as being potentially the worst of this century.
Don't scream. Don't panic. He's dead, and the dead can't hurt the living.
The Prime Minister was reluctant to officially declare a state of emergency, but as any citizen in the streets can tell you, martial law has come to Montreal.
Get that gun.
I'm sorry, sir. Shooting down the victims is as good a way of handling them as we have got.
Stop! Stop or I'll shoot!
You can't trust your mother, your best friend, the neighbor next door. 1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid. Pray it doesn't happen to you.
I'll never apologize for the United States of America.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are.
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Elizabeth! When you do, I'm going to shut you up.
Huh, what are you going to do, rip up my tongue?
Yeah. Something like that.
We remember we fought another war to make them ours.
To pray upon
we
the
swear to give our
children.
Lives if they be needed.
This
we swear!
Talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stunned your emotions. Frankenstein.
Don't touch that!
You can make a model of a nuclear reactor using these materials which you have at home. Thorium is a radioactive element which is used in old gas lanterns to make them glow more brightly. To extract thorium for your own experiments, get as many lantern mantles as you can find. Blowtorch them into a powder, mix the powder with some lithium from a battery, and wrap it all up in foil. Now heat your chemicals in a tin can filled with cooking oil. This will give you pure radioactive thorium. If you have enough of it, you can fuel a nuclear reactor. In a reactor, thorium can change into uranium or plutonium, which is used in nuclear bombs. A neutron gun makes elements radioactive, so you'll want to build your own. You will need a lead block, some aluminum foil, and the radioactive americium from hundreds of smoke detectors. The americium will give off a stream of radioactive alpha rays. When alpha rays hit the aluminum in the foil, they produce subatomic particles called neutrons. Neutrons react with other elements and turn them radioactive. Your neutron gun is neutron fun and an excellent source of radiation. Radium from your glow-in-the-dark plug, you have to take the hands off very carefully. Gently dip the hands in solvent to remove the paint. And there you have it. Real glowing radioactive radium. An excellent high-grade source for your reactor. It's time.
My regular skin tone. This is from my Mayron foundation palette. When foundation was applied, they did apply a really pale color because they wanted all of the features that were really dramatic, like the eyes and the cheeks, to pop out against the pale skin. In all of the decades before punk arrived, it was commonplace to make sure that your clothes were neat, tidy, everything was pressed and perfect. But for a punk look, they intentionally ripped the clothes. They would use safety pins to keep them together. Hi there, gorgeous! Welcome back to another historically accurate video. In today's tutorial, I'm going to be showing you the 1970s, specifically the punk era. To start this look, I'm applying an eyeshadow primer. This is the one from Urban Decay, and I will be using this eyeshadow, Max Typographic, in a majority of today's look. First thing I'm doing is mapping out the graphic lines for the extreme cat eye look that we're going to be creating. Punk makeup was bold and very artistic. The eyes were heavily exaggerated, usually in a cat eye shape with wings that extended out past the outer corners of the eyes to the temples. When you're starting out with a look like this, it is best to map out your pattern with an eyeshadow and go very lightly in the lines, and this makes it easier to wipe away any mistakes that you may make when you are creating your patterns.
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots, with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control.
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police continues to rise. Well-organized satanic groups are creating a rain of death and destruction, which cannot be ignored.
Nederland een hoogst onbetrouwbare en allesbehalve neutrale factor betekende, was het geen wonder dat die antinationale socialistische stemming in ons volk tot een soort hysterie opging, die in 1941 nog in omvang en hevigheid toenam, aangewakkerd door officiële en niet-officiële openlijke en ondergrondse ophitsing binnen en buiten onze staatsgrenzen, waaraan zich helaas ook de gevluchte koninklijke familie niet voor mocht onttrekken. Een niet onbelangrijk deel van onze bevolking in het moederland heeft deze 12 maanden duidelijk blijk gegeven dat het sentiment nog verre de overhand heeft boven het nuchtere oordeel. En hier moeten we eveneens van een zwarte bladzijde in onze nationale geschiedenis spreken. Als verzachtende omstandigheid kan slechts gelden dat sinds jaar en dag regering, pers, kerk en school bij ons te landen met een allesbehalve bewonderenswaardige taaiheid het overgrote deel van ons volk hadden geleid en voorgelicht op een wijze die op zijn minst genomen hoogst onverantwoordelijk moet genoemd worden. De negativisten hebben nu geen organisaties meer. Ze zijn uit de actieve Nederlandse en Europese politiek uitgeschakeld en zullen zich moeten beperken tot een ondergrondse actie, indien ze dat wensen, die in haar minst vrije consequenties gebleken is te ontaarden in lastercampagnes van helaas het allerlaagste allooi.
FBI's 1988 Uniform Crime Report indicates more than 18,000 murder investigations during that year, and 26% of those murders were listed as bizarre or ritualistic. In that same year, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children listed more than 9,000 unresolved cases of missing children. The National Clearinghouse on Satanic Crime in America estimates 50% of the cases of missing children and bizarre murders may be linked directly to satanic and other occult organizations.
Ons hele leven is helemaal veranderd. Voor die programma's knuffelde hij me heel lief en was het vrij niet zo ordinair. Hebben meerdere vrouwen daar last van? Dat zou ik willen weten. Hoe eerder dit programma stopt, hoe eerder ik weer rust zal hebben.
Wat geiten!
Fantastisch.
Ik ging gewoon niet.
Kom een keer je binnenste buiten. Ik sla je al op je bek, jongen.
Ben je er geweest?
Zeg, fantastisch.
Leuk, zeg.
Volgens mij zijn jullie allemaal een stelletje
fistfuckers. Disco.
Het wordt een fantastische uitzending die we samen gaan maken.
Vuile, smerige beesten.
Smerig klein ettertje.
Dat zijn hersenloos geboren kindertjes.
Disco.
Jezus Christus, zeg, jullie lijken wel homo's.
Verdomme stomme. En die had de neiging om dinsdags de EO aan te zetten. Maar later zei hun tegen mij, jij kijkt ook naar het voetballen en dan moeten wij ook meekijken. Jij kijkt ook maar mee naar de EO. Dus ik werd gedwongen om naar die EO te kijken.
Eindelijk!
Die Chinese vaas op de schoorsteen. Prachtig porselein. Volgens kenners een echte min. Voor jou een kostbaar familiestuk.
Disco.
Well, I could quote him to him. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse 1, every word in verse 2, every word in verse 3, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums. Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called KISS. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. I just have to be very explicit here.
White youth, okay. Now, go discuss all this with your older relatives. Watch them squirm and stutter. They know I'm telling the truth about them. And you will know it too. Ask them why they've never stood up or even uttered a protest against what lies ahead for you. They've been too cowardly to even inform you, much less warned you. Yes, watch them squirm and stutter. Respect them not, but rather free yourselves from them and their selfish, capitalist, yellow, conformist, slavish lives. And so, white youth, what to do? Do you accept the nightmare future planned and orchestrated by the Jews? Will you meekly, like sheep led to slaughter, do nothing but acquiesce to the ongoing Jew-led genocide against your people? Will you continue to be apathetic and cowardly like your parents, who have proven they care for nothing but satisfying their own bellies, pocketbooks, and genitals while getting high and watching the coons play ball on television? Will you be like them? As you decide, look into the light faces and bright eyes of the little ones, the heavenly sight, and the greatest creation of all. They look up to you. They look to you for guidance and for examples to follow. Will you turn your backs on them like your parents did you? Within each of you lies the genes of your forefathers. The same courage and determination that dwelled in them as they conquered and then ruled the world for over 500 years, also dwells inside you. I wish I could direct you to capable and successful white activist leaders and organizations. But there are none. There are no groups today, like the group I founded and led in the 1980s, the White Patriot Party, the details of which are presented on this website. And at 69, I'm too old and worn out to lead another. But there are tens of millions of you, many hundreds of thousands, who possess the will, intelligence, and determination to unite and organize white people within your own areas.
Your doctor may recommend a craniotomy or craniectomy procedure to treat a number of different brain diseases, injuries, or conditions. Your skull is made of bone and serves as a hard, protective covering for your brain. Just inside your skull, three layers of tissue, called meninges, surround your brain. The thick, outermost layer is the dura mater. The middle tissue layer is the arachnoid mater. And the innermost layer is the pia mater. Between the arachnoid mater and the pia mater is the subarachnoid space, which contains blood vessels and a clear fluid called cerebrospinal fluid. Blood vessels, called bridging veins, connect the surface of your brain with the dura mater. Other blood vessels, called cerebral arteries, bring blood to your brain. Inside your skull, normal brain function requires a delicate balance of pressure between the blood in your blood vessels, the cerebrospinal fluid that surrounds your brain, and your brain tissue.
I'll tell you who I am. As to whether or not you believe who I am or not is up to you. I'm from kingdom level above human. What does that yield? That yields immediately that the vast majority, say, cult, some religious radical, some blasphemous individual that wants to take advantage of people, you know, has some big bank account somewhere that they're taking whatever possessions that followers can get. I wish you'd show me where that bank account is so that we could use it to get this information out. Everyone's quick to condemn. I mean, they don't even look see anymore.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane causes insanity, literally.
When 40% of all drug-related emergency room visits are from just one substance, you know you're dealing with something that shouldn't be messed with. What happens to your body if you do crack? Before we get to the horrors that long-term use does to the human body, we should try to figure out what makes people keep reaching for the pipe, even when they know it's doing untold damage. People who've done crack just about all say the same thing about their very first hit. It's like a super orgasm. Like your brain is on a rocket ship on a mission to planet Euphoria. Or as one user said, you feel like Superman for 10 minutes. And there is the problem. 10 minutes. It might even be less. Maybe more like 5 minutes. Another crack user said his first time featured orgasmic feelings running up and down my spine, exploding into infinity. And at the end of that very positive review, he said, "Best 5 minutes ever." After the intense blastoff, your spaceship comes hurtling back down to Earth and lands with a resounding thud. And that's when the novice user might utter the infamous words, "Have you got any more?" Crack is very Moore-ish. Over 6 million people over the age of 12 in the U.S. will know this, because statistically they've tried crack at least once in their lifetime. When you snort the powder version of cocaine, the drug enters your bloodstream via blood vessels in your nose, which is a longer route to get all those happy chemicals, mainly dopamine, flooding into what experts call your brain's hedonistic hotspots. When you take a hit of the crack pipe, the smoke hits your lungs and disperses into your bloodstream fast, making the high immediate. So, you take that first hit of the pipe, your heart rate suddenly increases, your pupils dilate, and your blood pressure and temperature rise. If you do too much, you might feel restless and a bit anxious. As you'll see later, some people can get very aggressive. They can become paranoid and delusional. With all these quick and intense changes going on in your body, there's a risk of overdose, even on your first time. Maybe you didn't get the memo about not overloading your pipe. At best, you might just feel nauseous. At worst, you could be on your way to an early death. But you don't need fentanyl to die on crack. Your blood vessels start to constrict, your heart starts to beat like a drum and bass song, and your blood pressure goes through the roof. This might be more intense because you've been drinking alcohol. When you mix the two, a psychoactive metabolite called cocaethylene can be produced. This makes the whole crack experience even more intense. It can lead to cocaethylene toxicity, which is associated with seizures, liver damage, and compromised functioning of the immune system. It's said that cocaethylene can make the risk of an immediate death on crack 18 to 25 times more likely. Maybe you keep hitting that pipe all night and then suddenly you have chest pain. This might be acute cocaine toxicity, which can have lethal effects on the cardiovascular system. You can die from stroke or heart attack. Many of the cocaine-related ER visits in the U.S. are people complaining of chest pain. Since coke inflames the heart muscle and makes it harder for the heart to contract, the pain could be an aortic rupture. We guess another term for that is an exploding heart, but don't quote us on that. You can even overheat like an old car you decided to floor all the way to Las Vegas, leaving you slumped on the ground dying from hyperthermia. And then there's the risk of seizures. This can also happen on your first ever crack odyssey, especially if you hit that pipe hard. Be stoned every day of the week. You obviously don't have to be a chronic abuser to go down with a seizure. But let's say you survived your first night on crack, and like so many other people on the planet, you gave it another shot. While crack isn't as physically addictive as a drug like heroin, it is very, very psychologically addictive. Although we particularly like the term acute exhaustive mania. Dying more often than coked up rats allowed to run around and do drug-fueled rat things. So now you've been on crack for a while, you've experienced paranoia, your heart is becoming damaged from the constant work it has to do, but you've also noticed it's becoming a bit harder to breathe. The reason for that is a thermal injury to your throat. After all, you have been taking in really hot smoke all day for months on end. The other day, you passed out and you had to be taken to a hospital. Doctors told you that you had crack lung. The symptoms are a bit like pneumonia. An acute case can happen up to 48 hours after your last smoke. Another symptom of smoking crack day in, day out is bronchitis. You could also get chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. So after that initial rocket ride, things are not looking too good these days, but it's gonna get worse. Your teeth have started falling out. For one thing, since you started smoking crack, you don't care much about dental hygiene. All that really matters to you is getting your next rock. On top of that, you spend much of your life clenching your teeth while you're high, which has weakened them. And then the crack constantly entering your mouth means less saliva production, and this also is bad for your teeth. Then came the constant stomach aches, which are a result of what's sometimes called crack belly. Reduced blood flow to all your organs is not good, and that includes your gastrointestinal system. Your rocket ship is broken. The FBI is still in your garden, now armed with Mossad agents, Osama bin Laden, and Mr. Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. And the fact is, at some point, you probably ran into fentanyl-laced rocks, and you might not wake up from them. If you get out now, you might be able to reverse some of the damage you've done. Once the money runs out, you might end up like 46% of users in a study in the U.S. who committed a violent crime to get more crack. crack messes with your brain's prefrontal lobe, the part that regulates impulse control. So doing something stupid to get your next hit becomes more possible. Sure, if you stop now, you'll experience intense anxiety and cravings during the initial crash, and there will be a period of intense depression, anxiety, and even some hostility and paranoia, but the sun will come out again once your brain regains its normal non-crack addicted circuitry. Just don't go back on it again. If you do, you might experience the kindling effect, which means a lot of the psychiatric symptoms, the paranoia, the seizures, the psychosis, and suspiciousness seem to happen with lower doses. Now you need to watch The Real Reason Fentanyl is So Deadly, or have a look at The Only Drug You Can't Survive.
A bank Robin Hood who battles the cops.
Shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace
your doctor
and mercy
may
prevail
a piece
over
of bone
us.
Called a bone flap.
I have a free passage for my and
remove
to ascend
it.
Into the realm of the supernatural.
Your surgeon will make an incision in the dura mater to expose your brain.
I am seated in heaven.
Then your tumor will
Christ
be removed.
Therefore, war from this
the incision in
realm,
the dura mater will be closed with sutures.
The anointing of God breaks every yoke.
Your surgeon will reattach the bone flap with metal plates and screws that will remain in your skull for life. You may have a variation on a craniotomy called a craniectomy if your brain is very swollen or your skull is infected. Your surgeon may delay reattaching the bone flap until a later procedure to allow time for the swelling to go down. At the end of either a craniotomy or a craniectomy, your scalp incision will be closed with staples, and your head will be wrapped in bandages.
In my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic satanic atmospheres and climates created by activities, destiny altering incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terror.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit, die ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Wie weet hoe, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, wie voelen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Obedience is the very best way.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid. Maak mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken. Ja, hoor je me?
Ja?
Ja, dat is de bedoeling, oké.
Oké, nou, ik ga gewoon even afwachten tot de helft van de minuut of zo, hè? En heb jij nog contact met mensen die je nodig hebt? Heb jij nog contact met mensen die je nodig hebt? Bob en zo? Maar Wolf woont bij ons in de buurt of niet? Je kunt er langs gaan, bedoel ik. Ja, precies. Ja, dat kan me voorstellen. Nog hartstikke bedankt dat je toen mijn broer hebt opgehaald, joh. Ik vond dat echt een heel sterke daad van jou. Geweldig. Helemaal cool. Ja, dat dacht ik ook aan. Maar het is ook jouw karakter. Je bent wel een inzichtelijke persoonlijkheid die weet wat hij doet. Dat is wel goed. Ja. Oh nee joh, dat is niet waar. Shit, nou ik trek alles terug. Maar niet uit. Nee joh, dat is allemaal prima.
Zo, ik moet ook dingen zeggen. Ja.
Oké, dat is helemaal goed.